Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. The last verse, 21. For he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deed may be made manifest.
He that doeth truth comes to the light. That's why you are in this program. Can someone shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Lest you can remain at home, that his deeds may be what? Manifest. The more you remain at home when a program like this is going on, the more you want to be in darkness. But the more you come to church, the more you come to fellowship, the more you are transformed. You are hearing the word which is transforming you into this image from glory to glory. By the mercy of God, ministry has departments: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. And I've many times been warned by the Lord, no matter the gifting, no matter what they called you, don't forsake your call, evangelistic. And what is the evangelistic about? About salvation, soul salvation. So when I was preparing the message, the Holy Spirit told me, John 3:16. Now, I was afraid, okay, it's a popular place. No, speak about it. Salvation is more important. Salvation is your call. If you want to triumph, you must be saved. Who's reading the next place? I can enter the second point. I don't have time. Okay?
2 Corinthians 2:14-16.
Okay?
Now thanks be unto our God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and make us manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every way.
For we are unto God
a sweet Savior of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In them that are saved and saved. Them that perish.
Thank you. That's the point in verse 15 I want to pick. Saved. Salvation. After he said, who caused us to triumph in Christ in verse 14? 15 now says saved. You see the correlation. You see the relationship. Christ brings salvation. Now, read. Go on.
Verse 16.
Okay.
To the one we are the savior of death unto death.
Mm-hmm.
And to the other the savior of life unto,
life.
And who is sufficient for this thing? Praise the Lord.
If you are not in Christ, you are unto death. If you are in Christ, you triumph unto life. QED. Salvation. Point two. If you want to triumph, you must triumph through the word. After salvation, you don't stop there. By the mercy of God, I was born again in SS2 at the age of 15. Almost 15 years has passed. 15 years plus has passed. So, if I remain in that day, I had that dream that made me to cry and say, I accept Jesus, I could have not maybe be preaching now. I could have maybe been in one beer parlor, because there's a tendency for you to backslide. That's why you need the word. And that's why I thank God for this fellowship, because I'm a very close friend, but I don't come often. I always follow online and see when they are teaching the word. If you want to grow, you must eat the scroll. he called the servant and said, Elisha, eat the scroll. When you eat the scroll, it is bitter to the lips, but when it enters, it transforms the inner man. That's what will make you subconsciously, when a man is about to flirt with you as a married woman, you say, no, get deep behind me, Satan. I know you not, because the word is in you. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Kabbalah Hoshata. Someone should read the book of 2 Corinthians 2:17. Someone should read Hebrews 4:12. Just two portions. I'm going to enter the last point. Okay? 2 Corinthians 2:17.
But we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ.
Who corrupts the word of God? We are not as them who corrupt the word of God. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God is the only ingredient for the growth of Christian man. The word of God. So if you want to triumph, not only that you are born again and you remain there, you must chew the scroll. You finish a novel, 3 novels in 3 days, and since you were born again, you are not cover your Bible from cover to cover. Sorry, you. And when the cockroach just fly, that you want to say, the Bible say, when the enemy shall rise up like a flood, I'll raise a standard against them. The Bible say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Bible say, he delivered the right of any one of the crafty. I cannot perform a wicked enterprise. The Bible say, touch no man anointed and do my prophet no harm. The Bible say, in Psalm 91, you begin to speak it. By the time you are speaking it, the devil is afraid of the word in your mouth, not your own words. The word of God in your mouth is what the devil is afraid of, not your own words. Not your crying, oh Jesus, oh, which is, oh. God is not moved by tears, he's moved by his word. To the word and challenge him in his word. How long do you spend on the study of the scriptures? You want to triumph?
The Lord shall have mercy upon us. Who's reading Hebrews, the last place, Hebrews 4:12, so I can enter the last point.
Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick. And is powerful,
okay,
and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thought and instant of the heart. Praise the God.
Let us sharper down. He said, quick means alive, living and powerful, lively, full of energy, active. Other translation, if you go and read other translation, NSB, TSB, NLT, read all of them. You see, it's quick, it's alive, it's powerful, it's powerful, it's energetic, the word of God. The word of God. The last point, triumph through prayers. And this is the point I really love, because by the mercy of God, the priestly calling is attached to the ministry of prayers. Intercession. In fact, one of the things that I thank God for his mercy. I am enjoying the ministry of intercession. Intercession is one of the biggest ministries that we abandon. Many people want public. You want to be on billboard. You want to be in the office, a good office. What are you doing in your secret chamber? The power of every believer is measured in a secret place. Forget it, take it or leave it. If I am committing fornication before I come to this program, if there's someone that always spends like six hours with God every day in this place, that person, even as I'm preaching, no matter how I'm shouting, will discern evangelist gospel duru, just committed fornication yesterday. That's the spirit of discernment, because a man who spends time with God, as time goes on, the Bible says, while Jesus was praying, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Ah, my God. A time will come, you begin to smell like God. A time will come, you enter a place, people say, I cannot do that thing again. This man has come. The guy will come, that guy will come, say, leave. Bad market. Katalika, Shebeteka Zota, Iyakedebe, Satosha, Ratatata Pakatai, Iyakeshapata. In your secrets. Forget about the open. Forget about the open. One slogan I know, much public prayer is equal to less secret prayer. And much secret prayer is equal to less public prayer. If you watch all the miracle of Jesus, Jesus never said, come on, raise from the dead, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, arise Lazarus, arise, oh, arise, hey, Jesus, oh, oh God, answer me. No, the Bible says a Lazarus comfort. But before that Lazarus comfort, he was like 9 hours in the secret. My God, I feel like praying. He was like 9 hours in the secret. The Bible says, arising of a graveyard before them. Someone should open that place. 2 places I want to pray. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. Another person opened the book of
Kalodad house. Luke 5:16. But start with Mark chapter 1 verse 35, because the Holy Spirit opened my eye to see many things inside that verse. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. Triumph through prayers. Triumph through salvation. Triumph through the word. Triumph through prayers. Mark 1 35. Someone should read. Someone should read. Kalodadada. We don't have much time. Mark 1 35.
And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and they prayed.
Now, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went and departed to a solitary place, and they prayed. Now look at some breakdown. Number one, in Aramaic Bible, he said he arose first. Prayer is the first part of duty of the day, not the second. Prayer is the first part of duty for the day. You want to triumph? These are secrets. Prayer is the first part of duty. Some people prioritize their makeup more than prayer. Go and check it. Study has been done by the Americans. Every human being, the moment you wake up, subconsciously, the first thing you rush is to your phone. There's that chance for the next 5 days and see what I'm saying, why it's not true. Once you wake up, two of us, if you don't wake up by 3 a.m., the first or second thought that will come, if not to go to and urinate, is to carry your phone. Check the next WhatsApp on your data and check what else has come out. We are living this world now. Praise the Lord. I'm not from heaven, though. I'm living this world. Jesus said, we don't have a high priest who don't touch by the feeling of our infirmity. Meaning that what I'm telling you, I pass through it. I'm a human being. I have to eat. So it's true. I've tested myself. Most time, they go, go and pray. No, let me check my phone first. How many percent? It's not charging. It's not full. I want to plug it. The natural man don't want to seek God because of the fall in Adam. And when you are regenerated, when Jesus is in your life, he will make your spirit to be aligned with his own. So when you wake up, the first thing is to go back to your creator to pray. Can someone shout hallelujah? Prayer is first. Number two, he said, in CEV Bible, say where he could be alone. In that same Mark 135, this is expatiating it. He said, where he could be alone. Prayer is not done in a noisy, busy. When you are too busy or too noisy, don't pray. Busy, noisy, and there's no crowd. Departed to a solitary place. That's why, by the grace of God, where I'm staying now, I'm telling you this, I'm giving you practical way you can do it. If you have your, or you and your husband, you have your own personal house, go tonight, go and tell your husband, honey, you see this room? We are cleaning everything in this room. From tomorrow, we'll carry tag and tag here, prayer room, buy key, lock it. If you want to pray, enter there, lock yourself, pray. If your husband, you and your husband want to do together, because the Bible says, if your husband don't abstain, so that the devil will not come and tempt you. Two of you, enter there, pray inside there. If your child have any issue, you know, boy, I told you, enter, lock him, pray. Enter there, pray. Turn into your prayer room. In where I'm staying currently, I use the security house as my prayer room. For the past 3 years, the security house. Turn somewhere, if you have your house of your own, good for you. You have a children room, you have a this room, you have all the rooms in your house. Some people even have two sitting rooms, upstairs own and downstairs own. You're happy. Okay, go. You give them one downstairs, you go up and give them barbecue upstairs. Okay. When the devil will come visiting, you don't have an altar. It will be dangerous. Look for a place that's quiet, solitude. If you don't have, go to Redeem Camp. Go to mountain. A good mountain. Not a one that be polluted. Now, the next Bible says, spend time in prayer, not in a rush or hurry. That's another quality of prayer. He spends time. He was not in a rush. Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, I come and say, Lord, this is where Jesus you go, enter food. You enter your listen. You go for hours. So you spend few time in prayer. The Young Literal Translation said, and was there praying. They put present continuous, and was there praying. Prayer is present continuous. Continuous. You don't pray, say the one I pray in 2022. He said, that year, when we went to camp, pray that day. I've not prayed that prayer in my life. Even till today. That night, Baba Dewe said, pray. I pray for divine minutes. Since that time till now, it's 2 minutes though.
You are counting on the one of 2021. The grace of Israel is the same as today. Prayer, the Bible says he was there praying. Continues.
Someone should read the last one. I want to pray now. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Someone should read it. Luke 5, 16. My time is up.
Wilderness and pray.
Okay. Is that what?
And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and
prayed. He frequently. And our translation says he frequently withdrew. Frequently. It was not a one day song. He frequently withdrew. He turned into a habit. He frequently withdrew himself. I don't know who is here that has a toilet infection. In a dream, you saw like an insect enter into your body. And since then, you have an using sickness towards the waist anal region. I command it as we're going to pray tonight. It shall dissolve the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Rise on your feet, let us pray. Rise on your feet. I was there praying. He withdrew. Triumph through salvation. Triumph through the war. Triumph through prayer. Begin to pray and talk to God. I don't need to tell you again to pray now. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Any other time I am around, please. I'd like someone to always use an arm mic to pump me up in prayer. I love it. By the grace of God and with the redeemed Christian Church of God, that's my church. So I love it. I love it. So maybe, I don't know when next the Holy Ghost will touch him for me to come. But anytime I come, let it be a man on standby to pray. I don't like the cold. I don't like it. I want someone to pray in the background. Pray in the background. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray, 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 pray. I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. Jesus, I confess to you, Holy Spirit of the Lord, I have no power of my own. Sing it out. Jesus. This is the final prayer. I want you to be serious right now. I confess. Holy Spirit of God. Salvation. Any evangelist who prioritizes prophecy before salvation is not a true evangelist. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you know you are here, you are still living in sin. You know yourself. You know what you do in the secret. I don't need to cajole or try to pamper you or try to pat your back So know that if you are in sin, you are in death, and you can't triumph. Lift up your hands, all eyes closed, please. All eyes closed. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. For your sincerity, you will go places. Yeah. Lift up your hands. This is the hour of salvation. Are you new, right spirit within me? Cast me not. Cast me not away. From your presence, God cannot cast you away. Even if you have killed before, even if you have fornicated with 100 men, today is your day of salvation. As long as you are willing to change, Jesus loves you. Restore unto me, oh God. Now say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, God bless you. I heard your word today. Have mercy upon my soul. I want to make heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. From today, I am a new leaf. No more to the world. Give me the grace to grow in the word and to effect in prayers. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Now you're going to pray this prayer. You say, my Father, my Creator.
My Father, my Creator.
The power of God.
The power of God.
To be triumphant.
To be triumphant.
Give it unto me in the name of Jesus.
Give it unto
me. Pray that prayer before we pray the final prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Yes, 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 yes.
To triumph.
The power of God to be triumphant. Give it unto me in the name of Jesus.
Father, I cry.
Da 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 That is the men ought always to pray. I'm not to pray. Men ought always to pray. I'm not to pray. As the tequila, the delay, the prosegui, Let me Then that person that had that dream, whether insect crawling to your body, and that pain towards the waist, that pain towards the anal region, that boil towards that area, lay hand there now. The Lord of miracle shall perform signs and wonders now. Lay hand on that place. I'll just pray in the Holy Ghost, and the Lord direct me now. I'll pray in the Holy Ghost, and I'll give the man of God to run up, and you are going to see the testimony. For between now and next week Thursday, testimony shall abound.
Amen.
I'm not, by the grace of God, the faith is what you need. And even if you don't have the faith, my faith is greater than your doubt. And then between now and Thursday, testimony shall abound.
Amen.
Lay hand there. Prasya, Riha, Jesus.
I decree that the systems of my body will live in the name.